We didn't get to this. This is probably where it should start. I will still be incredibly shocked if LeBron isn't with the Lakers next year.
I was thinking about other teams that I do think make sense. And again, I have no idea. I think what LeBron is doing over the next few days, I think he's trying to push the Lakers. We've seen him do this a million times, right? He makes sure that he has to poke and prod to make sure that a team still does something. It's classic LeBron. It's out of his playbook. We've seen it a million times. We watched him do it here. We watched him do it with Los Angeles already. It's just a quick reminder. I can leave if you don't put all your resources towards me and I don't just want to hang out. So that's what I think he's doing, by the way.
All right.
Other teams, though. Dallas.
They've got the best odds currently.
I mean, think about it. Kyrie and AD, two players that he loves. He won the bubble title when Jason Kidd was an assistant coach, so he knows he likes him as a coach and also did Team USA with him as well. Like, it's a real possibility. I don't know about Denver. That seems a little silly to me.
No, I think it was Cleveland. It was Dallas had the best odds.
New York
odds.
Is the other one, right?
Dallas, Cleveland, Golden State, and then New York.
Yeah, because he's threatened to play with Steph for how many years now at this point? I don't think that's going to come to fruition either.
Not with the Jimmy Butler
but
thing.
Dallas seems like it'd be on the table. It does. But I think this is all one big threat from LeBron like he always does.
If we look at it through the prism of what's best for LeBron's legacy. If LeBron did force his way to the New York Knicks, and the Knicks would have to give up Mikal Bridges and a couple other players, or maybe it's Karl Anthony Towns for LeBron, whatever it is, if LeBron won a championship next year with the New York Knicks in his final year, he's even professed that New York is the Mecca. That would be one thing. I don't see him going to a new team at this point in his career. Like, I think it's got to be somewhere that he's been. But yet, the New York thing, I think, would be huge for his legacy as well.
Yeah, I mean, anytime. I mean, bringing them their first title in 50 years.
After bringing Cleveland their first title ever, and was it only the second title and second and third title?
Problem
in Miami
is, though, is we're getting to too many different jerseys that we've seen him in, though.
I don't think long term that's a problem. I mean, let's say it's four jerseys.
Yeah, it feels like a lot. It feels like to have LeBron in that many and this one only being for a year or potentially even 2 years. I don't know if I love that for LeBron. Like, so, me personally, just thinking about LeBron, I don't know that I love that.
I have a little different thought on it. I think this is all because of the Luka trade. I think the second that the Lakers traded Anthony Davis for Luka, it reset the power dynamic in L.A. And same thing, by the way, when the ownership spun as well.
So that's my first thought. I was like, he's got a loyal and he's very about Jeannie Buss. He likes Jeannie Buss. He's been publicly talked about how much he likes Jeannie Buss. And I wonder with Jeannie, although she's got that title that's just been title alone, I wonder with her out of the picture if he just doesn't feel as if he has to be as loyal.
Well, I don't think it's even about loyalty. I think it's about the ability to manipulate. The Lakers are clearly prioritizing the future of Luka, who probably means, I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars to that franchise in the next 10 years. And so, like, even this, like, this might be a cross stitch of the two things we're saying. This might be LeBron's last ditch effort to see, do I still have the pull that I had since I came to LA, the pull that I prefer because when I'm in power, I feel like I end up having better success. I think his power has waned in LA because he's gotten older, because they haven't had as much postseason success. And it would not surprise me at all if LeBron's like, all right, I'm gonna pull up this string and see what gives. And if nothing gives, then maybe I should spend my last year either back in Cleveland or in New York, or I think San Antonio with Wemby would be a lot of fun because he'd also be near Greg Popovich, even though he's El Jefe now. I could absolutely see that. All the power dynamic shifting in LA, giving LeBron more of a reason to not stay his last couple of years of his career there.
I mean, this be the first time in 22 years that he doesn't get what he wants. If the Lakers really push back, every other team has just kind of bended and said, okay, every time he's done one of these type of moves, they've always given him what he wanted and made sure they've made it seem like there was a real push there.
I would venture that he's still going to get what he wants, meaning that if he goes somewhere, it's a big part of like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You're going to trade for me and you're going to give me what I want. Because I think that's inevitably, like, do I think LeBron wants one more title before he goes? Yes. I think he understands in year 23, no matter who he's on a team with, he's going to get credit for it. It's just because he's LeBron, it doesn't matter if he's Pippen or Jordan, he will get credit for that title unless he's, Anthony Parker this year, which we don't see him being. So I think what he craves more than anything is power, and rightfully so. He's a global icon and a global star and is cloaked in immense power because of his celebrity and his worth. I think that might be more what this is about for LeBron than anything, at which point that then opens up the question, is Dan Gilbert ready to do that? Is Donovan ready to do that? Is everybody else, is Kenny Atkinson signing up for that? I think the answer is probably yes, but I think that might be the bigger, the bigger issue kind of going forward than anything.
We got a lot of old LeBron audio and some relatively new LeBron audio that's kind of playing in conflicting ends here, though, right? Like, think about it. When he first decided to come back home to Cleveland, he put in that letter that he was going to stay here until he was done with his career and could envision nothing else but ending his career in Cleveland. So like that's on one side of the ledger. But on the other side of it is him on Steve Nash, the podcast that they do a couple weeks ago, talking about how, like, you know, it's not all just about rings and ring culture's out of hand, and it's that they've taken it too far. But then what is he exactly doing here? He's trying to go and get rings.
I don't see if it. OK, if it's about power. All right, then that becomes part of something else that we always struggle with LeBron and giving him his credit, because he's doing this in broad daylight where guys like Jordan or other superstars had the, it's not anonymity, but just didn't have the kind of media presence that we have, from traditional media to social media to new media and all that. But if it's about winning a title, then that's where my interest lies with LeBron. Is that I think of most of the guys that are going to be traded, I think LeBron coming into this situation, especially because it's home, because he knows the organization, because he also, I mean, Donovan's not a spring chicken, Evan's going into year five. I do think that the right person can put this over the top, whether it's LeBron 5 years ago. So honestly, there's one untouchable in a LeBron trade to me, and it's Evan Mobley. Because Evan Mobley, to me, that's the guy that he's got, like that. In this case, this is his Anthony Davis. The guy that I want to learn championship DNA, I want to learn as young as he can how to win a championship is Evan, because the sooner he learns, that can have dividends far after LeBron retires and far after Donovan Mitchell retires or leaves the Cavs.
I mean,
too.
In all the trade scenarios that I've seen, and you tell me if you've seen anything different, it's come up with a couple different combinations, but none of them have messed with Donovan or Evan Mobley, which I think is really nice and music to Cavs fans' ears. A lot of them obviously have Jared Allen involved because the Lakers need big men and they need some help that way. But it's like whether you throw Jared Allen in there with Max Strus, with DeAndre Hunter, or whether you go Jared Allen, Darius Garland, Max Strus, like any of those type of combinations have been talked about, at least in like fan circles.
216-474-0092. Who are you willing to trade, or who are you willing to give up to get LeBron James? I'd be willing to give Donovan. Because the scenario here is, then 2 years from now, let's say LeBron wins a title next year, retires. You still have Darius and you still have Evan. And then you have financial flexibility on the back end to add another third player, however that comes, and be a player in free agency or trade.
So is it Donovan and Allen, or is it just Donovan and then we round it out with like Max Strus type?
So if you trade Donovan, you'd actually be likely to get more back than just LeBron, meaning like another player to play with him. But like the difference financially between Donovan and Darius, you don't have to make as much salary up if you're trading Donovan. And the Lakers might be willing. Like, remember, they got Luka scot-free for AD. You might be able to get a pick or two out of the Lakers with Donovan, because Donovan and Luka can be a long-term tandem together that can play with the Lakers for the next 5 to 7 years.
Have you done some trade machines on this one?
I may have dabbled.
You dabbled in some trade? Yeah, because I want to round out the edges. Yeah.
I don't know why I said beak that way, but it came out in a weird way. So now I'm just sitting here with my you-know-what in my hand.
It's okay. You're the only person I've heard throw Donovan into the mix within this. And I know you've wanted to, I mean, obviously, we've all kind of wanted to get a different outlook on this, but that would be shaking up in a major way. The concern I would have on that, if that went down, is that, so with Mobley and LeBron, and I guess Garland's still here, and then Allen's still here.
I know, it'd be Hunter instead of Allen.
It'd be Hunter instead of Allen? Okay. Garland gets injured often. So can Mobley and LeBron themselves take you to an Eastern Conference Finals? Can the two of them take you to an NBA Finals? And is Mobley ready to ascend with the 1 year you have for LeBron?
I think it does put a lot of pressure. If you go Donovan instead of Darius, it puts a lot of pressure specifically on Evan, because I think Evan has to be the second best player on that team.
I mean, he's got to graduate. He's got to then move up in a big way.
But part of this is just, I haven't lost belief in Darius that Darius can still be. Darius is. Like, we put so much weight on the injury with this guy when he was playing with a toe that's going to keep him out 4 to 5 months. And I feel like the conversation around Darius has regressed to where it was last offseason. It's like, guys, Did we not see the transformation of Darius this year?
It's no longer about his play. It's about whether or not he can actually be on the court.
Which is fair, but again, we had those questions with Kyrie before LeBron came back. Not as maybe much of a sample size, because Darius has been here longer and has had more injuries. And I don't remember Kyrie ever taking hits to the face the way that Darius seems to like. He's got like a magnet in his face or something. But I mean, part of this is, one, Donovan's 29. So if it's LeBron, Donovan, and Evan, your core, I mean, you could be without either of them, because if Donovan hits that back half, you know, undersized guard issue, if he starts having health issues with his knees, you're just going to have Evan in like 2 or 3 years. So part of it protects you from the age part of this. And the other part is, yeah, I'm willing, like, Donovan at any point can decide to be done with this. I don't think he will, but he could. And I think LeBron gives you a better chance of winning a title next year if we just swapped them out one for one than Donovan does.
It doesn't work for me. No, I need Donovan on this roster for next year. If we're gonna really make that ascension forward, and Donovan and LeBron and the two of them together, I think is part of what I'm most intrigued by. It's putting a lot on Mobley, and then it's banking a lot on the Darius Garland health factor that I just can't do.
You want to hear the most annoying nickname we could have for a LeBron, Donovan, and Evan trio?
Yeah, what do you got?
LeDon Evan.
You're right. That is annoying.
I thought of it in the car today.
Oh, really? You spent some time on that one?
No. Some time being very, very liberal in the usage here. I thought about
first. Face looked like, well, hopefully not too much time.
That bastard likes Isaac Okoro. What does he know? Senior WNBA correspondent.
That's why we bring him on for the WNBA.
Yeah, but not for the NBA, because
no.
Takes like that. But his WNBA takes much, much better. But yeah, LeDonovan. I hate it too. 216-474-0092. Who are you willing to trade, or who are you willing to give up to bring LeBron? I almost said LeBronovan. LeBron home for a third spot there, even if it's just for a year. And regulations are out for the Browns and Brook Park. Not very stringent. In 5 minutes on in Quick Hits on 92.3 The Fan.